Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leah Bas Yaakov.
Maseches Yevamos, Daf Ches. On today's Daf Ches, the Gemara finally comes up with some answers to the question that we've been grappling with for several days, which is the shaila of why the Braisa on Daf Gimel Amud Beis needed to have a special Gzeiras HaKosov of Aleho to tell you that an Ervo is not Misya Bemes and an Achois Isha is not Misya Bemes. Isn't it obvious, the Gemara asked, since an Asei is not the Doicha, Aloys Asei Sheesh Bekoros, so of course the Ervo is Lav Sheesh Bekoros is not Misya Bemes. So earlier we suggested in Lav Zayin that maybe we could say that in effect Asei is Doicha, Aloys Asei Sheesh Bekoros, but that we fell off of, and today we come up with some explanations of the earlier Brice. In fact, one Teretz, the Gemara will give later on the Omud, is the Shita of Rava, that Rava holds in effect that Ervo Gufa, Aloys that as a matter of fact, that the Erva does not need a Pasik. And of course, Asei is not the Echalav Shesh Bekoros, and it's Poshet, the Erva is not Mitzah Bemes, and the whole Chiddush of the Braisa is to tell you that it asks the Torah, and that will have a Mitzah Shem later. First, earlier on the Omud, the Gemara at the beginning of the Omud suggests a different Mahalach, that we need the Gzeiras HaKosov of Aleha to Aser and to tell you that the Erva is not Mitzah Bemes, that we should not say Hoyl V'Ishtari Ishtari. And that we discussed yesterday, we talked about it, this four of Hoyl V'Ishtari Ishtari, since the Lav and the Erva of Eshazach, which Saivi, every Yavama always has, and that is falling off and becoming Mutter, Bimkoim, the Nefil Yibum, so the Erva of Eshazach, Ach is becoming Mutter, and Mele, we would say, and perhaps we should say that Chois Isha, the other Erva, should become Mutter as well. And that's the Chiddush of the Gzeiras HaKosov of Aleha, that we don't say Hove Ishtari Ishtari. The Gemara says in Afkamina, specifically, the case I would have said Hove Ishtari Ishtari is by Nosa Meis Umeis, V'achakach Nosa Chai, which is a specific case where the Ishtari, the heter of the Eish HaSach, took effect first, and then upon that we have, secondly, the Chois Isha coming into play. So you have Nosa Meis Umeis, in other words, that the deceased brother Ruvain, he marries the Isha, he dies, and now there's a nefila right away to Shimon, Liyibam, and at that moment of the nefila, the Isha Sach is Huta to Shimon, and then, Achakach Nosachai, then Shimon, for example, marries her sister, so that the Yevaman now becomes an Achois Isha after she already has had the Chalois Heter of the Isha Sach, which was Chalas a Heter B'Shas Nefila Liyibam. So therefore, I would say, however, Ishtari already became Mutter the Isha Sach, perhaps I would say Ishtari also as well, the Achois Isha, which is Chal later, and that's the Chiddush HaKra of Allah to tell you that we don't say that Hove Ishtari, and the Erva is not Mithya Bemes, even in that case. Rabbi Chanan in the Koivet Sa'orois and Semen Yir Aleph suggests that perhaps the reason that the Gemara named on, that the only time I would say Hove Ishtari, even in the Havamina, was only by Nosa Mes Umes, Vachach Nosa Chai, which is to say, only in a case where the Ishas Ach becomes Hutar first, and the Fila was first, and only afterwards she became an Achois Isha. We were going to say that only in that case, Rabbi Chanan, because we want to make sure that we have a Sibet to say Hov Ishtari Ishtari and not look at it backwards and say Hoyel V'Itzar Itzar. Maybe I should look a thought from the Isur, the Erva of Achois Isha, and say, well, she's got the Erva of Achois Isha which Asers her, so since she's Aser Osir Machmas, the Erva of Achois Isha, perhaps she'll also additionally have the Erva and the Isur of Eshazach also. How do you know which way to start from? Why should I begin from the Eshazach, which is getting Hutar, and say Ishtari Ishtari and Bimatur also the Achois Isha, is what the Gemara is saying? Maybe go Fakir, start from the Achois Isha, which has no Sibah to be Hutar, and say if the Achois Isha is not Hutar, the Eshazach isn't Hutar either. So for that, to explain that, the Gemara is saying a case in which the Ishtari of the Achois Isha took effect first before there was, of the Eshazach took effect first, before there was any Achois Isha at all. At the time of the Nefil, the Yibam, in other words, this no, Yavama was not, in fact, an Achois Isha at all. Shimon hadn't yet married her sister. Afterwards, she marries her sister. So here we have the chronological Sfora to go by chronological order, the Seder, and to say that, well, the Ishtari of the Isha Shach was first. Once that took effect first, so if secondly, afterwards, the Achois Isha would be Chal, we'd say, since it's Ishtari already, the Isha Shach, it'd be Ishtari also, the Achois Isha, and that's why we have to tell you a special Pasuk. I shouldn't say Ishtari, Ishtari, so I say the Gzeiras HaKosov Aleha, which tells me that the Achois Isha is not Hotar. That is the Gemara. Rabbi David Povarsky here in the Shiurim brings down a Kasha from the Sefer Levush Mordechai and Simen Zayin. Levush Mordechai asks that if in fact we're going to say, which is the Pashas HaDvorim, that every time that an isha is neifelus liyibum, so her isha sach becomes hotel gamri at the moment of the nefila. So in ganzen mutter, the isha sach is not an isur now that she's neifelus liyibum. If that's the case, frekte, so then by the time that this man Sheni the Yovam, Shimon the Yovam, marries the sister of the Yavama, and he makes the Yavama into an achois isha, by that time, frekt the levush Mordechai, the isha sach is ancient history. It used to exist on this lady, Klapi Shimon, but no longer exists on the Isha Klapi Shimon because it became Hutter. It was Hutter 6 months ago at the time of the Nefil of the Yibam when the brother died, when Reuven died. Now, 6 months later, if Shimon is going to marry his sister, why should Bechlal, should I say, however, Ishtari Ishtari, if the Isha of Isha Saf doesn't even exist anymore? Bechlal, it mamash non-existent, it vanished into thin air 6 months ago, Bishas, in the Nefil of the Yibam. So there's no longer any Isha Isha Saf in existence at all, Bishas, when this lady becomes an Achoy Sisha because Shimon marries her sister. And Cain, if that's the case, Mechtes, to say, however, Ishtari history, in a case where the original Issa, the Eish HaSach, is something which is mamish history and no longer is in existence in the world Bechlal, so it was Huta 6 months ago. There's no history at present. The present time, there's no Eish HaSach at present being Huta, since it no longer exists Bechlal, since it vanished into thin air 6 months ago, B'Shat in the Fila. So that is why the Levorosh Mordechai wants to say that you have to, this sugya goes like Abashol on the Flamet Test and against the Rabbanon there. This is an important machloik, as Abashol on the Rabbanon of Flamet Test. We actually discussed it on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We talked about the Stodden, and we set over at that time the Peirush Mishnayos LaHarambam in the first Perek of Bechoris, where the Rambam says an explanation what Abashol and the Rabbanon are arguing about, the underlying dispute. Remember that Abashol and the Rabbanon argue on Daf Lamed Tes about a Yovam that's Koines the Yavim Toy L'Shem Noi. So he's not Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah, he's Mechavan just because he's attracted to the Noi, the looks of the Isha, and therefore there's no Kavan L'Shem Mitzvah. Abashol's opinion over there is that it's Ke'ilu Pegea Be'erva, it's as if she's Mamash Erva to him, the Koroi Be'enai Leois Havlad Mamzer. It's core of my eyes to say the Vlad of Mamasha Mamzer. In other words, Abashol seems to say that if you don't have the Richtige Kavonas Mitzvah, so it isn't the Mitzvah, so then we're going to say that there is no Heter Bechlal for the Eish HaSach and the Vlad is a Mamzer. Now, Shenke the Rabbonin say that it's fine and they don't have any problem with that. It's a perfectly good Yibum. And Mitzvah Shem, you'll have the details of the Machloikas over there. We'll come back to this Machloikas Mitzvah Shem later on today as well. Akopana the Rambam learns in the Pesha of Shnayas and Bechiris that Abashol the Rabbanon are arguing about a classic shaila of whether the b'mokam of mitzvahs yibum, whether we say that the eish hasach becomes the chuya, whether I say doicha loisa say the yibum doicha loisa say of eish hasach, or that it becomes hutra, which is to say that b'mokam in the field of the yibum, the eish hasach totally vanishes and becomes mutter, because the Torah said that it's like there's an exception, so to speak, that the whole list of eish hasach is totally inapplicable b'mokam in the field of the yibum. It doesn't exist. So the Rabbanon hold that b'mokam in the field of the yibum, the eish hasach vanishes. It wasn't said for such an instance of an afil of the Yibam. Therefore, regardless of what you do, even if you're not going to have Kohanas Mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference because the whole Isser to live with this Isha, Alts Eish HaSach, is in Gans and Hutar from the moment that she was in the Felas Liyibam. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Mashenk and Abashol says the Rambam that he holds that it's the love of Eish HaSach is only Dechuya, Bim Koim the Essa, I say Dechalois, I say Dechuya, Bim Koim the Essa of Yibam. And therefore, you have to make sure you have the override power. You may better make sure you have a Mitzvah Gemurah that could override, says the Rambam, and Abashol could override the Eish HaSach. If he's Mechavan L'Shem Noi, and not Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah, he doesn't have the override, it's not a mitzvah, and therefore you would have that the Vlad is a Mamzer. That's the Rambam explains. So the Levush Mordechai says over here that this sugya goes like Abashol Shita, which is to say that this sugya holds that the Eish HaSach does not in fact vanish at the moment of the Nefil of the Yivim. It still continues intact. And in fact, if he will live with her without a Kavonas Mitzvah, Taka would have the Aveira of Eish HaSach. It wasn't the Gansan Hutra. It could be nidchis if you have the mitzvah of Yibam. That's why it works out very well, says the Levush Mordechai. If you go with Abashol, then I understand the Hove Ishtari Ishtari, because Eish HaSach never, in fact, disappeared into thin air. It's only Ibn Mokim, the mitzvah, so then I'll take away the Eish HaSach, like we'll talk more about later, Mitzvah Hashem. Will you do the mitzvah? Al Kapana, we're waiting upon you to do the mitzvah. The heter, there's a heter to do that mitzvah of Bias Yibam and get the heter Eish HaSach. But Al Kapana, right now, wasn't in Gans and Hutcher, didn't vanish the Yisr of Eish HaSach at all. If you go like Abashol, then I understand understand why, if 6 months later, if Yavama becomes an Achayus Isha as well, so we say, well, she has a Sibah to be Kotarimata the Isha Sacharedi, but the Bias Yibim Mitzvah, Hashem Mitzvah, and therefore we could Ishtari Ishtari and be Mata the Achayus Isha as well. And this Gemara has to go like Abashol. It's a bit of an Akimta, that's the Shita of the Lavosh Mordechai. I saw, interestingly, that Rabbi Chanan the Kevet Zahoris actually raises this question on his own in Simon Gimel and Ois Dalet. Rabbi Chanan also discusses this Shaila. Why don't you say, what's the Ishtari Ishtari in this Gemara? L'chari, we ought to say that the Isser, the Erva of Aisha Sach, vanished into thin air at the moment of the Nefila and doesn't even exist anymore, Bechlal. Now, 6 months later, she'll become a Chayis Isha. Where's the Ishtari Ishtari if Bechlal, the Isha Sach, Mamish doesn't even exist anymore, Mikol Vakol? So Rabbi Chanan, rather than saying the Doichik of tying down our Sugya specifically to Abashol, Rabbi Chanan explains, let's say we go even to Rabbanon, and we're going to say that in fact there's Mamish a Heter, it's Hutra, the Isser of Aisha Sach at the moment of the Nefila. Rabbi Chanan explains, however, that this heter that's hutra, the eshesach, because of nefila, is a heter that's called rega verega, it's an ongoing heter. And in fact, is what he refers to as a sibas ha'isr of eshesach, which remains ongoing, so to speak, ready to pop up the moment that we would lose the geder, the shem of the matzvah of nefila liyibim. So it's not that the eshesach vanished and disappeared and no longer exists b'chlal in its history. Rather, there is a shem isr, a sibas isr of eshesach, even though in the b'poyodik sense, in the active sense, in fact, she doesn't have the Isser because it's a matzav of Nefila Liyibim, it's a circumstance of Nefila Liyibim, but that's all korega verega, at every single moment, it's the active status of being in the circumstance of Nefelis Liyibim, which is being matir, the Isser of Eishasach, ongoingly at every single moment, korega verega. If at any moment the matzav of Nefila Liyibim would somehow vanish, then the Isser Eishasach would come right back, because the Shem Eishasach is still there, is still what Rabbi Chanan refers to as a Sibas Isser. By the way, we'll talk about this far later, Mitzvah Shem, because it's important in terms of understanding the Sugya of Beis, where the Gemara has a Hava Amina that a person is Miyabim the Yavama and he divorces, so he wouldn't be able to take her back. Right, so there you see, Mamish, a similar concept, that the Mamish was a Hava Amina, that even though there's a Mitzvah Yavamin, but if you'll ever get rid of her and divorce her, so the Eishasach will come back, like we'll talk about Mitzvah Shem later on in Mitzvah Shem today. So you really see the concept. The Rabbi Chanan Tain is that therefore you understand very well over here, by Hova Ishtari Ishtari, why it's called an Ishtari Ishtari, because in fact it's incorrect, Zokhtar, to say that the Eishasach totally vanished from Mokum to the Nefila Liyibim. It didn't vanish. What happened was, it still exists as a Shem Eishasach, as a Sibah to keep constantly coming back, but we keep beating it down, so to speak. We keep being matirid and matirid and matirid on an ongoing basis because you have the Matzah of the Nefila Liyibim. Im Kain, 6 months later, when this Isha becomes an Achois Isha as well, because he married her sister, and now you want to be Miyabim her, we would be able to say Ishtari Ishtari in the Havan of the Gemara, since this woman still has a Shem Isser and Sibah Isser of Eishasach, which is being hutar on an ongoing basis at this very moment, and it's being hutar the Eishasach, I therefore would say likewise, Hove Ishtari Ishtari Matari, the Achois Isha as well. All this is according to the Mahalach and the Gemara on top of the Yomud, where the Gemara says you need a leho to tell you that Achois Isha is not Mesiyah Bemes, in order that you should not say Hove Ishtari Ishtari. Later on, lower down of the Yomud, the Gemara brings in the Shita of Rava, that Rava says that Erva Gufa Loitzricha Kra. In fact, the Erva herself, the Achois Isha, so doesn't even have Pasik, it's obvious that their say is not Doicha the Lav Shesh Bechorus. And the only reason I needed the Braisa on Gimel and Beis was to tell you the Isser of the Tzora, that the Tzora is there, for the Tzora. Achayis Isha is not Mesiyah Bemes as well, just like the Achayis Isha. That's a Chiddush. And that's what the Braisa was needed for. At this point, the Gemara goes on the next 10-15 lines with a rather extraordinary Shakla V'Tarya, which is debated and discussed by the Rosh Hashivas, each one al Pidarkoi. And we'll get into the basic discussion, the Chakira, the Shaila of how to learn the Sugya. The Gemara says, at the next step of the Gemara, that Rava, you Rava, are saying that the Erva does not need a Pasik to tell you that she's not Mesiyah Bemes, because she's an Erva, and I say it's not the Uchad Alav Shesh. Because why don't you say by the very same token that the Tzora doesn't even need a Pasik, that she's not Mesiyah Bemes, because we should say, Klapi the Tzora also, Vaiter, that the Asay is not Doicha the Lav Sheesh Bechorus. Well, where do we find Bechlal that the Tzora is a Lav Sheesh Bechorus? So here Rashi comes through, and Rashi explains, and since the Pasik says Litzroyer in the Pasha of Eishas, of Achois Isha, Isha Lachois Elisikach Litzroyer, and the Litzroyer, as we dash in the video of Gimel Beis, is a reference to the Tzora of the Achois Isha. So Melo Kum Tachois, that the Pasuk is telling you a Chiddush that there's an Isur called a Tzora Sachois Isha. Well, if there's an Isur called Tzora Sachois Isha, and that's all, that Isur as well has chorus also, because there's a collective chorus at the end of the parasha in Achrimosh. So Kum Tachois, that isn't just the parasha of Achrois Isha, there's also a parasha called Tzora Sachois Isha, which is in the Pasuk as well. Litzmer, Tzora Sachois Isha, which has chorus also. Same Cain, Rashi explains the Gemara's Kasha, why do I need a Pasuk of Aleha? What is Xer Shava of Aleha Aleha? To tell you that Afilu Bim Koim Yibn is a special Xer Shava to tell me that Bim Koim Yibn I'm not going to have. That the Soros Erefu is Mishiyah Bemes. It's obvious I don't need Aleha for that altogether, because just having the Pasuk of Litzer alone, which is Megala to me, that there is a Xer Sakos of an Esor called Soros Achisisha. Now I know that the Isor Soros Achisisha even has chorus as well, because of the call Shias of Nichrisa at the end of the parish in Achrimois, if it has an Isor of Tzoras Ervo, and it has a chorus, so we should say, anyhow, the mitzvah Yibim is not doicha, I say, ain't a doicha, loisei yashesh, but chorus, even clap it Tzoras Ervo, and I don't need a Xer Shava of Aleha Aleha. Of them, and for the Gemara Tain is, the Teretz is Enechanam, you're correct, that the Tzora, in fact, does not need a Pasuk to tell you of Aleha Aleha, to tell you that she's not Mitzvah Bemis. The Chiddush of the Pasuk of Aleha Aleha is Lemishri Tzora Shaloi B'mokam Mitzvah. To you, Matta, the Tzora, when it's not a circumstance of a mitzvah, thus says it wasn't on the field to give him at all. Tamazoi, for example, Reuven has two wives and he dies, and our friend the Yid, someone that no shaykhis, no, is not relative of Reuven's at all, wants to marry one of those wives. One of the wives is his achoy sister, for example. He wants to marry the other one. It's not a matzah on the field to give him bechlal, and of course the din is his mutter. But the Gemara says that if not for the aleha aleha, I would have said that he's also. Because since the pasuk gives his mechadish a new drosh of litzre, which tells me a new isra of Torah sachisisha, so who says the isra of Torah sachisisha is only applicable bimkaim the mitzvah's yibum, when it's the brother who wants to take her? Perhaps I should say that bechlal, anybody in the whole world is going to have isra of Torah sachisisha, as long as one of the women, the Neshei Ruvain, is achoy sishtoy, perhaps he can't marry the co-wife either, the Torah sachisishtoy. That's why you need a special pasuk of aleha aleha to tell you that the litzre is only applicable bimkaim where it's applying in the case of mitzvah's yibum, and it's merely mutter the Torah sachisisha if it's not a case of a bimkaim mitzvah's yibum. That's the Gemara. Now the Brisker Rav in Hilchos Yibum Vachalitza, as well as the Mishnah Sabar and the Baron Kotler in Simen Beis, both make two diukim, two starker diukim in this Gemara, to a poishet a beijah shaila that we spoke about in Daf Gimel already. And that is the question of the asoid hadin of Tzoras Erva. How does it work? Is Tzoras Erva so-called new din, or is it just that you poiter the zika and you end up in eishesach? Let's just repeat the shaila once again. We talked about it on Daf Gimel. The shaila is, we know that if Reuven had two wives and he dies and his wives fall to Shimon Leibum, so if one of them is an Erva to Shimon, he can't be Miyabim the Tzoras Erva either. The Tzoras Erva is Osir as well. If he is Miyabim the Tzoras Erva, the Gemara already said on Daf Gimel that there's a very severe Isser and it's a Kores to Miyabim the Tzoras Erva. What's the Asoid of this Isser of Tzoras Erva? So the truth is, Rashi speaks on Daf Gimel, and that's the way a number of Achoinim learn Lefiho MS, that Rashi says that in fact the Isser of Tzoras Erva is simply the old Isser Eishasach that comes back into play on the rebound once I've pattered the Zika from the Tzoras Erva. Because when we have an erva and a bias, that's nefeles, so the zika is potter, mufka, from the entirety of the bias, not just from the erva itself, but from all the Tzoras as well. So therefore, there's no zika left for the Tzoras erva, and now, if the Yomvam Shimon is going to be miyabim and be boiled the Tzoras erva, then he's going to get chorus, which chorus, Rashi says, on the Fgilon Beis and other Rishonim say as well, the chorus of Eishesach, which came back on the rebound, which would have become hufka and mutter. It would have been mutter if there would be a mitzvah Yehoman to miyabim the Tzoras Erva, but since there's no mitzvah matter the Tzoras Erva because the Zika was pocha from the bayis to leave the erva, so therefore we get the chorus of the achos the eishesach which comes back. That is the shita of Rashi. And so it comes out of Rashi and some of the other Rishonim Maduyik likewise. He spoke at the time about this. The Brisker Rav and the Baron Kotler bring starker rayas al pidar kom that they want to say that in fact Tzora is a so-called nudin, which is to say that the Tzoras Erva, contrary to the simple reading of Rashi, gets a new koyach ha'oiser to ask her that nimtzuch from being in the same bias as the erva. The erva obviously has an issa to live with the yavam. She's an erva, she's an achoisisha, whatever it is. So therefore, since the tzoras erva fell in the same bias, she also gets an iser called tzoras erva. Like we spoke about this on Daf Gimel. The Brisker Rav and the Baron both bring exactly the same two rayas from this Gemara. Very stark rayas that this is the case. First of all, they tie them that the whole discussion of the Gemara to say klape the tzora serva, that we should say on her that ena say doich loifas eishiyesh bekoris, and I do not need oleho oleho, because anyhow we know that a tzora serva is a lav sheyesh bekoris, because it says litzor, in the end of the parasha it says v'nichrusa, so we know that a tzora serva is lav sheyesh bekoris. Of course the essay of Yibm is not doich the lav sheyesh bekoris. That was the Gemara's kasha. This whole kasha makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, say the Brisker Rav and Reb Aaron Kotler, if you're going to say that the entire isra of tzora in the first place is the fact that once the mitzvah is paka of the mitzvah's yibum, so then the original eishesach comes back. Because it doesn't make any sense in this Gemara b'chlal. In this Gemara we're discussing that the mitzvah would not have been paka. I would not have had a leho leho, and I would have had a mitzvah. So if I have the mitzvah, then the eishesach doesn't come back, and there's no isra on the sora. If that's the case, why in the world does the Gemara say, even without a leho leho, that we'll have anyhow that I say of yibum can't be doiche, the lois ha-seishiesh b'koros of tzoras erva? Clearly there is some lois ha-seishiesh b'koros of tzoras erva out there. It's an existing Isur. Even if I would have an Asiyah of Yibam upon her, I would say, Ein Asiyah Deucha Lav Sheyesh Bekoros, because an existing Isur of Tzora Serva, it's almost a steer gemura to the Mashmois of Rashi and some Rishonim on Daf Gimel, where it seems to say over there that there's no such Isur called Tzora Serva, and the only Isur that there is to live with the Tzora Serva is simply because once the Mitzvah Yivam, the Zikas Yivam is Paka from her, Memela, and the Memela on the rebound, the Eishesach comes back. It's a very Shtag Akasha. Here in the Gemara, it seems clear that there's a new Isur of Tzoras Erva. Likewise, says the Brisker Rav and Reb Aaron Kotler, said Mechavan, exactly the same Raya, and they tell you that what in the world does the Maskanas of Gemara here mean? And the Gemara says, I need the Pasuk of Aleho Aleho, Le Mishri Tzora, Shaloi B'Maka Mitzvah, to matir the Tzoras Erva, with Loi B'Maka Mitzvah. So, like we said before, you know, a fellow's married to two wives, he dies, and a total fremder, a complete stranger, wants to marry one of those wives. He can't marry the other because she's a Choyfish, so he wants to marry the one. So I would have said, I was going to say, if not for a special new Gzeira Sakosev of Aleho Aleho, I was going to say that there's an Issa of Tzoras Erva, a filu in that case. The whole thing is absolutely no verita, it makes no sense, says the Brisker Rav, and says the Baron Kotler, if you're going to name on that there is no such Issa of Tzoras Erva at all, except for the Issa of Eishesach. So Teinach, if it's a Mokom Mitzvah, and it's a question of Shimon the brother, Bimiyabim of being Boil, one of the wives that fell from Ruvain. So I understand there's an Issa called Tzoras Erva because the Issa of Eishesach came back. But if it's a friend or a stranger, and there is no Issa Eishesach at all, because it's a friend, so what in the world is going to be the Issa Tzoras Erva in the first place, that the Gemara should have to be matir it? It's the Krol, Mishri Tzorom, Shaloi B'Moka Mitzvah. Why are you being matir if there's no Issa Tzoras Erva B'Chlal in the first place, if there wouldn't be a Moka Mitzvah, because there wouldn't be an Eishesach? So that's another very, very stark Araya that both the Brisker Rav and Reb Aaron bring, that in fact, it's got to be that there's a new Isur called Tzoras Erva. And that's a new Isser that, in other words, aside from whatever maybe comes back, because of the Eishesach that comes back once the Zik is Paka on this Tzoras Erva, is an existing Koyach HaOiser, a new Shem called the Isser of Tzoras Erva. This is the Raya that they bring. Now, what do you do, Taka, if you learn that the pastors of Rashi and the Gimel, which some Achrenin learned that way? So Reb Chaim Moizer in the Achiezer and Chelak Aleph, Heaven Ezer Aleph, Simon Aleph, Reb Chaim Moizer really addresses this Gemara, and it very bekitzer, very briefly, and he bavorns it, and he dismisses the Raya's from this sugya. Rabbi Chaim Moizer is at Enochanami. Avada, in the earlier steps of this Gemara, it was mavur that the Gemara definitely was naming on that a tzara is an Issa Chodosh. It's a new Issa of Tzara's Erva. In fact, says Rabbi Chaim Moizer, that would make sense to learn it that way, because if I had no clear indication in the Pasuk Alein that the Issa of Tzara's Erva is only Gezok B'Mokam Yibum, in which case the Pshuta Shemikra, or the Drosha, it seemed to indicate that there's an Issa called Tzara's Erva that applies regardless of whether it's Mokam Mitzvah or not Mokam Mitzvah, in any case in which Reuven dies and he leaves a couple of wives, so a fellow, if he can't marry the Chosishta, he can't marry the Tzor. If we would have said that, and we have no indication that the Pasuk is applicable only Mokam Mitzvah, I would zichar have said it applies in all cases, even Shalev Mokam Mitzvah, and Behechach, I would have had to assume that there's a new Issa Chodosh, a special new Issa called Tzoras Erva. Otherwise, what is the Issa that's going to ask her from marrying a fremder, a complete stranger marrying her, doesn't have any relationship, any Shem clapping her at all, no Eishesach, no nothing, and still he can't marry her because she's a Tzoras Erva clapping him? It's got to be, it's a new Issa, an Issa Chodosh, and that's what the Gemara was assuming, that it's a new Issa in the early steps of the Sugya, before we were discussing if they would not have
been a gzeira shav of aleha aleha to tell me it's narrowing to mokum mitzvah, I would have said it's a chadash. And in fact, the Gemara is correct. And the hemshach hasugya, like we said, the Gemara is nemingon, that if that's the case, I would have likewise assumed that the tzara serah will be applicable regardless mokum mitzvah or shloim mokum mitzvah. In any case, I would always assume that there's an issue of you can't marry the erev, you can't marry the tzara, regardless of whether you're yofim. So all those things are true, says Reb Chaim Moizer. But once we are mechadesh and we give you the gzeres hakosav, the gzeres shav of aleha aleha, to tell you that the achis ishtoi is an issue that's applicable specifically b'mokam yibam and not applicable shaloi b'mokam yibam. So now we have the gilui hakra that tzara serev only applies b'mokam yibam and not shaloi b'mokam yibam. I need to examine misvora, says Reb Chaim Moizer, why that might be so. It doesn't make sense very much, does it? I mean, if it's a new issue, a new aveira, then what's the svora to say that this special new aveira called tzara serev a punct only applies by happenstance in a case where she's falling in a matzav of yibum and not in a case where a Reuven died, leaves her two wives and some stranger wants to marry one of them? Why? Well, we have a svara for the thing. If there's a new issue called tzara serev, it should apply certainly in a case of shloim mokam yibum as well. So if the pasuk is megal, it only applies in mokam yibum. That reveals to me that it's a gilui milsus at the Chaim Moizer that it's got to be that tzara serev is not a new issue. Tzara serev is simply a mafkia of the zika from the klal of the bias, even from the tzara herself. She doesn't have any zika siyavomim. At once, she doesn't have any zika to the yavam, and mele, it falls back on the rebound that we get our eishes ach to come back, and the iser eishes ach, that is the iser of tzara serva, like Rashi and the Rishonim seem to say on Daf Gimel. So Reb Chaim Moizer salvages, so to speak, the pashtas asugi, the Rishonim and Daf Gimel, from the starke rayas over here on Daf Ches, that tzara serva is a new iser, because he says this is all the havamin of the Gemara, and which is clear that it is a new iser in the havamin, but once on the chadash aleha aleha, we narrow tzara serva down, specifically to the case of bimkoim yibum, then I nim on that the reason tzara serva only applies bimkoim yibum is specifically because there is no new iser of tzara serva. It's really just a mafki of the zika, which allows the eshesach to come back, which of course eshesach only is there, only exists bimkoim the matzav of yivomen.
I saw an interesting hatsor, a mahalach in the Sefer Derech Yam, that he wants to say a mahalach how the Briskerov, who says that Tzoras Erva is a new Isser and is mechir on this sugya, how is he going to get around the pashtus of Rashi, that Rashi is really mavur on the Afgimel Beis Faket, that Tzoras Erva is not a new Isser, it's just that it's mafkia, the zikas yevomen, and in Mele Tzoras Erva is Oshos Eishasach. What's the Briskerov going to do with this Rashi? So he suggests that it actually depends upon a very basic shaila in understanding the kivun, the tafkid of that braisa on Gimel Beis, which asks the Torah from being misyabim and asks the erva herself from being misyabim. Zokter azoy. That is for several dafim, particularly on the Zayin and earlier, the Moro was assuming that the klal gadol, the sforach yitzoyna in Gan Shas, is that asay is doicha olav sheyesh bekoras. And the Zayin, the Gemara clearly goes through such a suggestion that we could say asay doicha loy sheyesh bekoras. And in Melos, that's the whole klal and kolot terakula, asay doicha loy sheyesh bekoras. And in Melos, in the case of yibim, we should have said that the mitzvah of yibim is doicha, the iser of the erva, even though it's koras. And the special pasuk of aleha to make gzeir shava, gzeir sakosa, to tell you that over here we're not going to say that the essay is doicha lav sheish bekoras. That was what we were naming on earlier on. According to that earlier hanocha, that the klal muchlot in Shas is that I say is doicha lav sheish bekoras and Yibim is going to be different, we ought to name on that the reason Yibim is different is because the gzeir sakosa aleha worked by being mafkia the mitzvah of Yibim bim koim where there's an erva. In other words, otherwise, if there is a mitzvah Yibim, it's going to run up against klal gotl and Shas in Torah that I say is doicha lav sheish bekoras. So the way to tell me that the mitzvah Yibim is not going to be doicha, the light loy to say of the erva sheish bekoras, is to say, to assume that the gather of the gzeir sakosav is to patter you from the mitzvah and say that there is no mitzvah. Im kain, at that point on the Afgimel, the Gemara was still naming on that the way that the gzeir sakosav of the braisa work is by being mafkir you from patting you from the mitzvah. And that's why the mitzvah of Yibim is not doicha lav sheish bekoras. If that's what it is, klape the erva, in other words, that the way that the gzeir sakosav relates to the erva is by saying that her mitzvah Yibim leaves her, so that's what the gzeir sakosav would do for the Tzara likewise, and the way the Gzeres HaKosav of Tzara Seva works is by being mafkia from pattering the mitzvah Yibum, the Zikas Yivam, from the Tzara Seva. And that's Takorashi Nemzon and Gimel Beis in accordance with the assumptions of the Sugya at that point. So the Gemara was Nemingon that the mitzvah of Asevi
say in Shas is doichalav shesh bekoris, and over here we have a special poiter, a mafkia of the mitzvah yivam bimkom with this an erva. The mafkia patas the mitzvah in mokom with this an erva, and also patas the mitzvah is a tzara serva, which is why Rashi says the whole gate of tzara serva is she's mufka from the zikas yivam, and mele she bounces back to ishesach. However, the maskana of the gemara on daf ches, the gemara decides that it's not so, and there's no such klal in Shas, and in fact in kol haTorah kula we say ein asay. And over here, we get to the erva that's nefelos liyibim. Either you go like Rava that Pachlar don't even need a pasuk to tell you that the essay of yibim is not doicha the lav shesh bekoros of the erva. I don't need a pasuk. The whole pasuk is for the tzora. Or I come up with a special case where I might have said hove ishtari, and the pasuk is telling me not to say hove ishtari. Whatever it is, the point is that according to the maskonas hashas, according to the maskonas hasugya, we could certainly say that even if the iser the mitzvah of yibim remains intact, the mitzvah remains in place, I still would say that the mitzvah of yibim is not doicha the loisa say sheish bekoros of the erva, because that's the klal in Shas. Ina say doicha loisa say sheish bekoros. I might have thought of ishtari. This exists because if you don't say ishtari, talkapon. Even if there is a mitzvah and the mitzvah remains intact of yibum, I still would say it's not doicha the lav sheish bekoros of the erva. If that's the case, zokter and mail. That's how we're going to name on that the din of tzora erva stoltzachois. Also, in other words, just like that by the erva, we name on that the mitzvah of yibum is still there, but it's not doicha the lav sheish bekoros of the erva. So likewise, with Neman also, but the Tzora Serva, it's not the pshat that the Tzora Serva is working by being mafkia, by removing the mitzvah yibam, but rather it works by giving you a new koyach ha'oyser called Tzora Serva and telling you, like the Gemara says, that the assay of yibam is not doicha the lav sheyesh bekoros of the erva. All based on the fact that in the maskonas hasugya, we're mechadish this thing, we're working this out, that in Gan Shas we say, ein assay doicha lo sheyesh bekoros, which allows me to learn, say on the erva and say on the Tzora, that they work likewise with the Ein Asay Doich Lois Yesh Bekoros, and the Tzora Serev is a new din Sheyesh Bekoros with the Asay of Yibam is not Doiche It. Rabbah Ber in the Birka Shmuel in Simon Beis is Ma'oyer a basic question on this sugya. Rabbah Ber says, imagine for a moment, I'll consider, let's say, the Shita of Rava, that he holds that the reason why the Ervo is not Mesiah Bemes is not because of Exeris HaKosev, but rather it's because Asay is not Doicha Lois Asay Sheyesh Bekoros. Likewise, the Gemara, even before Rava, was naming on that's a perfectly good reason. It just happens to be, this could be a case of Ishtari Ishtari, like we said on top of the Yomut, but Be'etzem, we would really name on, even before Rava, that Eina Sei Doich Lois Yeshesh Bekoros is a perfectly adequate explanation for this din that a Achoisisha, that an Erva, is not Mesiah Bemes. Zotav Baruch Ber, consider this carefully. If the only reason why an Erva is not Mesiah Bemes is not because of a special Xerza Kosov or Aleho Aleho that's telling you that she's not in the parasha of Mitzvahs Yibam, but rather it's because Stamazai Yasei is not Doich Lois Yasei and it's Lois Yeshesh Bekoros, so what's going to be the din, Zokter, if you went ahead and you were Oivy, didn't a big affair, and Takam Yabim the Erva. Would it come out that at least by the Eved you were Yoitza a mitzvah? Granted, Yitaka did a big Aveira of an Erva, Pegeh be'erva, but did you get a mitzvah Yibim? He says the answer ought to be yes. Why not? He's Veistoch talk that we don't apply the din of mitzvah Haboba Aveira to Yibim. We actually had a whole discussion of that, by the way, and that Beis and Aleph with Achorim take it out of Toysis, that Sayyid the Chaloise does not apply to Yibim, and there's an explanation that Achorim Rebbe goes through as well, that the reason is because the mitzvah of Yibim, the fundamental mitzvah, according to many, is to be kind to her. That's the basic, the yisoid of the mitzvah. You do the bi, and the bi is kind to her, and the mitzvah is yivomei ovel lekochol of the isha, the yivma lekochol to be kind to her. The meila, since the mitzias is that she becomes koni, that's a mitzias. So once the mitzias is there, the mitzvah is there as well, and we don't say it gets wiped away just because it was a mitzvah of abaveh. So it's not a baruch ber. It's going to come out that b'di'eved, if he is boiled the erva and he yabim her, he's going to get a kiyum hamitzvah. V'yoid yoisemizu is not a baruch ber. If you'll tell me that, let's say according to Rava or according to the Havamina in the earlier Gemara, that the reason, the only reason, not to miyabim an erva is because it's not doicha, the mitzvah yibim is not doicha, the lav sheyesh bekoros, if that's what it is, zokter, then it ought to follow that the iser of eishes ach on this isha should become pok. In other words, for example, let's say an achoy sishtoy falls to the yibim, okay? Shishir achoy sishtoy. Now, gevendlich, we know, and we actually talked about this on Daf Gimel, by the way, that if you do live with the Achois Isha, you actually get a double erva. Because in addition to being an Achois Isha, she's also an Eish HaSach. And she's both of them, because there is no heter Eish HaSach, because it's Shalom Mokam Mitzvah Sibim, since she's an erva. So once she's an erva, the Eish HaSach comes back as well. So every time you have an erva, you're also going to get, aside from the erva, the Achois Isha, you also get the second Choymer of Yisakoris of Eish HaSach as well. So it's a Baruch Be'er, but here it's not going to be like that. Because Tainach, if there's exerts a Kosev telling you that the erva is not Mitzvah Bemis, it's Mafkir from the Mitzvah Yibim, is no Mitzvah. And Masha'in came over here, there is no Pasik. Elamai, I'm just going back with my rules. My Klal and Shas is that Ein Asay of Yibim is Doicha, Lois Asay, Sheyesh Bekoris of the erva. It's not the Baruch Be'er fine, so it's not Doicha, but Akoponim is called a Mokka Mitzvah, like we said before. If you will be Miyabim Herb the Evid, you'll do an Aver, but you'll Maisi, you will have gotten the key of mitzvah. So therefore it is a makom mitzvah, and once it is a makom mitzvah, I'll upon him the Isser Eish HaSach, or to be Hutra, like we said before, that the Ikrit said that the Eish HaSach is Hutra, B'Shas Tenefila, and therefore the Isser Eish HaSach will go off. So if you do live with her, you go over on the Achois Isha, but you're not over on the Eish HaSach at all, and in fact, you'll get a mitzvah yimbum. All these things, Zok, there, are really a pel de gazach. And first of all, it's a pelish tickle pel that Rav should hold that way. But aside from that, why was the Gemara asking earlier that I don't need a pasuk of Alel, because Tepuk that in essay doicha loy says yes bekoris. Then we have to come up with a whole chesmon of history. Why don't we say I do need the pasuk of Allah to tell me that even after the fact there is no kiyum mitzvah of yibum, and after the fact since there's no kiyum mitzvah of yibum, therefore you'll be over on the eish HaSach as well as being over on the achis isha. Those are all perfectly good justified reasons for the Torah to tell you Allah, even if the say wouldn't be doicha lav sheish bekoris. So why is the Gemara in Nemun before that if I say not doicha lav sheish bekoris, it's a given that I don't need any pasuk bechlal to tell you that you can't be Yabman Achayis Ishtay, and the Gemara has to figure out, oh, Gansa Cheshvin, with Hove Ishtabi Ishtabi. That's the question of the Reboch Be'er. Reboch Be'er answers that it's true that else this Sugya alone, and else this Svara alone, of Eina Sei, Doicha Loisa Sei, Shiesh Bekoris, I would Taka have said that the Mokum Mitzvah is still there, and if you Yabman Herbe Dieved, then you are Yoitza Mitzvah, etc. However, Zokter, we have to sell tzu to this, to add to this, the other very, very important sugya, the sugya on Daf Chof, where the Gemara talks about the fact that you're not even choylates an erva. Not only not miyabim her, if an erva falls, you shouldn't even need chalitza at either. Why? So the Gemara learns that of exeris hakasiv, for im lo yachpoi to ish lo kachas, as yivimtoi, so then you go and do the chalitza. Lo yachpoi to lakachas. As opposed to a case of an erva, where it's not totally yachpoi to lakachas, because it's impossible to miyabim the erva. So in meila, it's felt in lo kachas, as exeris hakasiv over there, that there's no chalitza as well for an erva that's nefelis liyibim. Zalte Baruch Ber, oh, now that I see that not only there is no mitzvah yibim, but there is not even any chalitza, now I need to examine that and ask myself, what's the yesod hadvarim here? What do I see when I see that this erva that is nefelis liyibim, she doesn't even need chalitza? Vaistois, apparently she doesn't have any ban to you. There's no quasi mitzvah ishus that she has bachlal. There's no zika. Otherwise, bachlal, she would have at least needed a chalitza in order to get out and to go home free to go to the shuk. If you see in the Gzeres HaKosev, the Gemara of later of Lakachas, that this erva that was Nefelis Liyibim is not only not Mesiyah Bemes, but also not Choyletzes, then from the Lakachas, from the Gzeres HaKosev, is a Gilei Milsa, a Gilei Hakra, that the Zika is in Gansin Poka, and the whole Mokka Mitzvah is Poka, the Mitzvah is Yibim, from an erva that's Nefelis. And now that's why I'm going to say after that if you do live with her Yabal Leho, there will not be any Kiyah HaMitzvah, it wouldn't be Koiner her, even with the Yevet at all, and therefore that there would be a violation of the Eish HaSach. So that's a Baruch Be'er Cheshbon. In other words, the sugya alone over here, I would not have seen that it's not a Mokka Mitzvah. But once I stole to the additional sugya of Lakachas and Afchof, which tells me that the Erva doesn't even get Chalitza, that's a whole new Yesod. And you ask the question, why Takanat? If there's a Shtikal Isha, the Zika between the Yavama and the Yavam, it must be that the Zika is in Gansen Poka and it's not even called a Mokka Mitzvah. And from there I see that even a regular, even a Rava Shita, that I don't have Xeris HaKosev, it's just a Seina Sei Doicha Lav Sheish Bekoris, and that's why the Erva is not Mitzvah Bemes. Still, after the Ksugin of Chof, I'll see it's not a Mokka Mitzvah Bechlal, and even B'diyevet, that there is no Mitzvah. The Gemara on Ahmed Beis brings the brand new Shita of Rebbe, which is different from the previous price and the previous Sugya. And Rebbe's Shita is that the way we know Tzoras Erva is from the Pasuk of Lekocha. Yevama Yovei Aleu Lekocha Loi Leisha. And the Gemara Darshin, the Gemara explains that Rebbe's Shita is Kol Heicha De'ika Trein Lekuchin De'iboi Nosev Hai Ve'iboi Nosev Hai Sharia. In any case in which the two women fall to him and he has a choice and he could marry either Miyabim, either of them, that's where we permit him to marry to Miyabim whichever he would like. However, in a case of one of them, it's a surah to him because he's an erva, so therefore you don't have You don't have the two lekuchen, the two opportunities to be lekach, because one of them is out of the bounds, out of the question for you. But mainly, you can't take the other one either, and that's the gzeres hakosav of lekacha lefi Rebbe Shita, which tells me, in his opinion, the din of Tzoras Erva. Frek Tois is the kash over there of Anorot. Tois says that if that's the case, and that's the whole mocker according to Rebbe for the din of Tzoras Erva, it's going to follow that Tzoras Erva does not have any kores if you are miyabim her. Now we'll come back to that in a second. Where does Tois see that? Now Tois takes out of Rebbe Sheet over here, contrary to the earlier Bryce, the long Bryce on Daf Gimel, that said clearly that a Tzora does get a chorus if miyabim the Tzora. Rebbe is going to argue on that Bryce of the Halacha. Tois says, Rebbe is going to hold that there won't be any chorus if you're born a Tzora Seva. But if that's the case, Frek Toifis, so then why don't you say that every Tzora Seva should have to be Choletzef because she mamish be comparable to Chavi Lavin Ve'esa. Just like they have later on, for example, a Ba'ula falls to a Ken Godel, and a Monom and a Suman falls to Ken Godel, have all the Sugyas coming up later, the Avchof and the Sugyas, that if a Chavi Lavin Ve'esa fall Ligibum, the Halacha is, the Asay is not Doicha the Lav Asay, but from this Vegan, she still needs to have Chalitza because the Zika is not completely gone. She needs to have Chalitza. Chavi Lavin Ve'esa has to be Chaletzes. In fact, Toises over here, likewise, the Tzoras Erev should also have to be Chaletzes according to Rebbe, and that we never heard of, that somebody should hold the Tzoras Erev as Chaletzes. And L'chayr, that ought to be the din, because once I'm naming on that according to Rebbe, the Tzoras Erev does not have any din of Kores, it's okay, so she's no Kores in the Tzoras Erev. She's similar to Chavi Lavin Ve'esa. She's someone that's not that severe. There's no Kores if you're Bolel, but you're not allowed to be Miyabim her. So just like Chavi Lavin Ve'esa has that quality, and it still requires a Chalitza, so to the Tzoras Erev, if you're Rebbe, ought to require a Chalitza as well. And for Toises, the Toises answers that no. The way it works is, as always, says Toises, if I find Lagabi the Chayve Esa on the Chof Amid Aleph, and the Chof, that the Gemara says that a Chayve Esa needs to have a Chalitza, that means that she has something of a quasi marriage bond, something sort of a Zika between that Chayve Esa and the Yavam already now. Because that's what the Chalitza does, it removes the bond, it splits the bond. So that shows you there must be that there is a Zika, Mixas Ishus, already from the Yavam or Klapi the Yavam, even though they're not allowed to consummate it, they can't be Miyabim, because the Chayve Esa, despite that there is Epis and Mixas Ishus. Zoktoisis, if you would have said that, by the case of Tzoras Erva, according to Rebbe, that there's a mixas ishus and therefore needs a halitza, and that Tzoras Erva and the Yavam, it will come out that there's a shtickel lekocha that's being fulfilled in this Yavama, klape that Yavam. Because Tzoras Erva, klape the Yavam, bezetach, that she has a shtickel ishus, that's why you have to remove it with a halitza. Since the pasuk is saying clearly that if there aren't trained lekuchen, lefi Rebbe's drosha, I don't have a lekicha at all, klape the Tzoras Erva, because I don't have a lekicha klape her co-wife, her Tzora either, who's an Erva, then may lift is no lekocha at all, that shows clearly that there's no zika between the Yavama and the Yavama, and Meila Muzain, it has to be that there is no Chalitza at all. That places its teretz. If you have a Chalitza, it's a shtickle lekocha, mixas ishus. This pasuk is telling you that the Tzoras Erva has no lekocha whatsoever. It's got to be that there's no mixas ishus and therefore no Chalitza. That places its teretz. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Dibros Moshe raises what he considers to be a very, very basic and stark kasha on this Tosis. The kasha is, where did Tosis get the assumption that he made that a Tzoras Erva, according to Rebbe, does not have any chorus? On Daf Gimel Beis, the Bryce says clearly Tzoras Erva has chorus. In Rebbe Shita, that learns it out of Lakocha, the train Lakuchen, Tosis names on that there is no chorus. Where did he get that? Zotar Moshe Poshit, because in this sugya there's no special drasha to tell you that a Tzoras Erva has chorus. In the earlier Gemara, the Gemara clearly did make a special drasha that Tzoras Erva has chorus. At the end of the sugya, the Braisa brought up at the pasuk at the end of Achrimois, where the parsha of Litzor is, with Litzor is a source for Tzora, according to that Braisa. At the very end of the passage in Achrimois, it said, Befeish, Kikola Shiyasa, etc. V'nichrisa. So there's a Nichrisa, and that Nichrisa, the chorus, goes on the Tzoras Erva as well. That's all good in that sugya. Mashenkin over here, this is Rebbe has a whole different drasha from Lakocha, which is in Kiseitse, and he has no source for any chorus in a Mela. That's why Tzoras Erva on in Rebbe, that there's no chorus on a Tzoras Erva, who's Nephilis Liam. All the effect of Moshe does not make any sense to him. But Moshe says Tainach in the earlier Gemara, where the Yalfusa, the Drosha, that tells me that a Tzoras Erva is not Mishe Bemis, is not in the Iker Parasha Alain. It doesn't come from any Pusik in Kiseitse in the Parasha Yavim. It's from some Zaitik Pusik in Achrimois, which is in the Parasha of Arayois, which is the Parasha of Biois Asurois. So over there, says Rav Moshe, that's where I need to tell you, then, because Bemis I would have said granted. Okay, Maskim. There's a Drosha over there to tell you that you came from Yavim. tzoras hervel. Amber in a chanami, it's a bit, you came from yam the tzoras hervel, but who says that it's such a chomer that it gets chorus? It sounds like it's like a zaitike isur. In the parish of Kiseitze, in the Ikum, it says, I didn't have any pasuk of tzoras hervel. The pasuk is zaitik. It's in litzrer, it's in the pasuk in achrimois. So how do you know it's a starker isur? And that's why we had to find the chorus of a nichras over there. Ma'ashen kainan now is sugiv rebi, that the miyot hakrov lekocha is within the parish of Kiseitze, and the mitzvah is given alein. And therefore, it's going to follow that a tzoras hervel is mufka from being shaykh to the entire parish of the entire mitzvah of Yibum, because she doesn't have the qualifications of the pasuk itself. So the Moshe says it's boru mitzvah svor that there ought to be chorus in such a case. It's a pellet that takes a name don that there isn't chorus. Because if you're outside of the mitzvah of Yibum, you don't fall within the parasha, it's ki'ilu klape you. There was no mitzvah of Yibum, no parasha of Yibum at all. There was no chalois nefila at all. And in Ken, your regular Isha Sach, like any Isha Sach, and of course there's going to be chorus. It's comparable that the Moshe gives some examples. For example, the sugya of Islandus, a tzoras Islandus. Well, Islandus itself. What about an Islandus that's nefelis Yibum? So the Gemara is going to say later on, we'll see in the parak, an Islandus is Xerias Akosa that she's not in the parasha because it says Asher Teileid, an Islandus is not able to give birth. So an Islandus is Mamish Mikova called excluded from the parasha. So the Moshe says, therefore it's Bor Mitzanatzmai that an Islandus has chorus if you live with her because there's no mitzvah to give him at all. It's a given that an Islandus has chorus and nobody ever questioned whether you need a special posik. It doesn't need a posik because she doesn't have the mitzvah of Yibum Bachlom, so she has the chorus. If that's the case, it's exactly the same thing according to Rebbe with a Tzora Serva. The Tzora Serva is Ismail from Lakocha, which is a posik right there in the Iker parasha in Kiseitze. She's excluded from the mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah to give him clapping her. And Fashteitzach is definitely ought to be a chorus, just like Island is. What does Taisa say that according to Rebbe, there is no chorus? Ramosha leaves this with a tzorach yin gorol. However, in the Mishnah of Aaron, or Aaron Kotler, in Simon Aleph, you see that Aaron came up with a very incredible new reading of the Tosis, in which, according to him, Tosis does not in fact say that a tzorach erev alafi Rebbe doesn't have chorus. The Maisa Tosis does say it, the Feish. But Aaron Tainas that you can't read this Tosis like a pshutai, because he says that if in fact the tzorach erev according to Rebbe wouldn't have chorus, it's going to come out that Reb Shimon, who the Gemara says over here in the Sugya that he darshens the psukim of Litzur the same way Rebbe does, he'll also have to hold that the Tzoras Erva doesn't have chorus. And Baron brings a very ingenious Goyne Shariah from the Sugya later on, Daf Yudalid, by the Bechoy B'Sham Bishil, that over there, Baron brings a very Goyne Shariah that Mavur over there, Metoch the Sugya, that Rav Shimon does hold that a Tzoras Erva does have chorus. So Meile, if Shimon holds that way, Rebbe has to hold that way, they both make the same Droshi here, so the Baron, and it can't be the Tosis should have said such a thing that a Tzoras Erva doesn't have chorus. What is the Pshat in the Tosis that apparently says it clearly? The Baron, it really all depends. As long as Tosis was naming on in the beginning of this Tosis that he doesn't have any good reason to say that the Tzoras Erva shouldn't be Choletzes, right? Tosis was thinking that she should be live a Chavi Lav Ve'esa according to Rebbe and have to require Chalitza. If she requires Chalitza, Zotar Baron, Kum to Chois, that there is a Zikas Yevomen on this lady. It's true that the Tzoras Erva is not allowed to be Mitzvah Bemis, but she is Choletzes. According to Tosis Havnes, she should be Choletzes. She has a Zika. If she has a Zika, that actually would explain why the Tzoras Erva does not have any chorus, because Lamaisa there was an afila the Yibam. It's true, not that Miyabim her, but there was an afila, and Vaharaya Mezetach that she does have to have a chalitza. So if so, she's not a regular Eishasach, and therefore, because she's not a regular Eishasach, Eishasach is impacted by the fact that it was an afila the Yibam, and Mezetach, you have to take care of the afila with a chalitza. So that's why at that point, Tosfos was naming on the beginning of the Tosfos that it's Tzoras Erva doesn't have chorus either, because at that point, Tosfos couldn't even explain. Tosfos was thinking that she should require chalitza as well. She requires chalitza as a zik. And the Mela, there is no Eishasach and no chorus. However, Zot Baron once Tosis figures out that in fact the Tzoras Erva of Rebbe is not comparable to Chavi Essen, and therefore the Tzoras Erva does not even need Chalitza. Kum Tosis, Zot Baron, that now we're going to say that there's no Zikas Yibam at all, Klapi the Tzoras Erva, and that's the Pasuk of Lakocha, which is within the parish in Kiseitze, is telling you not just that she's not Mitzvah Bemis, that she's totally Mufka from the entire Mitzvah Yibam altogether. She doesn't have Chalitza. If that's the case, Zot Baron, she's mufka totally from the whole parasha falling into the Yibam. So then, in fact, the chorus does come back, and the maskanas atoisis, once we know, once we establish that the Tzoras Erva is not even choletzes, it's going to come out that she's a regular Eishasach shaloi b'mokam mitzvah, and you do get the chorus of Eishasach. It comes out that Rabbi Aaron learns into Tosis exactly the same tiny that Rabbi Moshe tiny is against the Tosis. Rabbi Aaron learns it into the Tosis itself. As Rabbi Aaron is naming on that the maskanas atoisis and a chenami, to put it into Rabbi Moshe's words, that the Tzoras Erva never really is comparable to an islandess. And just like the islandess is a zikr that the chorus comes back and there's no matzav of mitzvah at all, so the Torah is ever the same thing. The chorus comes back, so the baron, there's no mokum mitzvah at all. It's only in Texas Havamina that we had to differentiate between the islandess and the Torah Seraph, even though they're both nismaya from the Pasuk Inki Sage, say, still, the islandess is an Ishu who's not shaykh mitzan atzma from mitzad her etzam mitzios. She's an islandess and she's not shaykh to the mitzvah, so then it's a given that she's not chiletzes or that she's not gonna, that in fact she'll have a chorus if you live with her. The mouse of the type of woman that she is, she really would be shaykh to the mitzvah of Yibam. So mainly, even if she has an Isser and he came from Yabam, Tosfos was naming on that she's still chiletzes. If she's still chiletzes, that's why in the Havamina, specifically at the Tosfos, we're naming on the Zazikas Yibam, and mainly not a chorus if you boil her. In Maskona, we say she's totally mufka from the parasha, and there's no chalitza either, and therefore in Maskona, we're going to come at Mamash like Moshe said, that a Tzara Sevel would be like an islandess, and even according to Tosfos, Chatan Rebbe would still say that there is a chorus of a chalitzesach if you be boil her. One last point, an important issue that we'll just address with the very, very basics of it. At the end of the daf, the Gemara brings a drasha of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. There is a Chanina darshan from Lakocha, Melamed, Shemegarsha Beget, Umachzira. Lakocha, the Isha, tells you that once he takes her, the Yavam is Miyabim, and he takes her, she becomes mamish like a regular wife, like an Isha. And there's two nafkeminas, one is Megarsha Beget, and the other nafkemina is Machzira. Megarsha Beget, Umachzira. Nafkemina of Megarsha Beget is explained by Rashi, that means to say that if he wants to divorce her subsequently, I would have thought that since she has a Patoiris Yevama on her, I would have said that in addition to a get, we also would require a chalitza as well. So we say no, she does not need a chalitza. Once he's miyabim her, she becomes the ishta l'chol davar, and a meila, she's like any isha, that if you want to megarish her afterwards, the gerish and the get alone suffices, I don't need to have any chalitza. Secondly, zokti, gemara, machzira. What does a machzira mean? And like Tosis over here brings down, gemara later on the flamites, with the Gemara explains that I might have thought that now that you miyabim her, so you did the mitzvah yibim, and in the chanami you're allowed to continue to be mamshich living with her until the end of the marriage. But if you divorce her, then you also to take her back. You can't be machzira because you did the mitzvah already klapi her, and now once you divorce, the eshasach comes back already. Now she's the eshasach, the old eshasach from the old brother Ruvain. So I might have thought the eshasach comes back, and you can't take her back. That's why the chiddush hakra here, she's a regular isha, lekocha to the isha, megarsha beget, and also machzira. And this Tosfos asked the Kasha, Tosfos asked over here, why was the Gemara only done on Machzira, which is a Shaila, that apparently he could be Mamshich, being Bola 100 times, hundreds of times while they're married. Grad, if he divorces her, there's a Dian whether he could take her back and need a Pasuk for that. Why, Zot Tosfos, wasn't there an equal Dian on the Bia Shnia of every Yavama? There's a very, very big shtel that Tosfos makes, which is discussed in this forum, and Tosfos is shteling that with Mavur later on, the Chof, the Mavur clearly that the only Bias Mitzvah is the first Bia, and that's the only one that Doich under the Raisa level by Chavi Lavin. That say Doich Aloisa, say we would say by Chavi Lavin, like you see later on the Chof, if Amona falls the Kohen Gadol, for example. So that say Doich Aloisa, say would say that that we would say you could be Doich the first Bia Rishayna. But the Bia Shnia wouldn't have been Mutu, which is why the Gemara talks about later, Exera, Bia Rishayna to Bia Shnia. So that's by a regular, that's by a Chavi Lavin. What about a regular Yavama who's not a Chavi Lavin? So it seems to be a given in this Gemara that he could keep, even without the Pasuk of Lekocha to the Isha, that we know that he can keep on living with her as long as they're still married before he divorces. Why, Frek Tosfos, why don't you say that the Bias Mitzvah is the only one that's mutter, the first Bia, and after that the Bias Shnia should already be Aser because she's an Eish Esach and there's no longer any Mitzvah. Why don't I need the Pasuk of Lekocha L'Isha to matter the Bias Shnia? As I, Frek Tosfos. The Tosfos answers that's a Svara. It's a Svara. It's a Svara who, to say that the Torah would not have said to Miyabim her just to be megarish her immediately after the first bia. It's Nishkin Svora to say such a thing. That's what Tosfos says. Rabbi Pavarsky elaborates a little bit on this Svora, and he explains as far as based on the Yisrael of the Racher D'Achinoyim, which we've discussed once before. The Racher D'Achinoyim is that the mitzvah of Torah is set up in a noyamdik manner, and therefore, if every single Yibim in the world would be set up, Zokta Pavarsky, in such manner that you have to divorce her after the first bia, that's a Nishkin D'Achinoyamdik mitzvah. If, on the other hand, it happens to be the Mikra B'Alma, that a Chavi Lavim falls to Yibim, then we do it. clear, and in fact it is the din deraisa, that the chayv lavin, you bore aleha the first bias mitzvah, and then you do have to divorce her, and you can't be bore anymore after the bias mitzvah, but that's a mikra b'alma. But to say that the ikra mitzvah is set up that every yavama needs to be divorced after the first bia, that's not darkei noyim, so it's a smara, that's what Taisa says. L'maisa, the Yad Ramah and the Chedushim in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Gimel also stelzach on this question of why it's a given that the bia shnia is going to yimutu, I don't need a special posik or anything, either bia shnia is not a mitzvah altogether. And the Yad Ramah over there says a tremendous yesoid, which he says you see from here, which is that the way that Yibam deals with the Isser of Eishes Ach, every Yibam deals with the Isser of Eishes Ach, which always is applicable and always comes up whenever you have a Yibam, she's an Eishes Ach, is not by means of a Sei Doich Aloy Sasei, which is grad how Toysis learns in Gimel and Beis, Dalam and Aleph, as we spoke at the time, that Toysis says that every Yibam has an Sei Doich Aloy Sasei, that you Doich the Eishes Ach. That's not the way, Zot Yad Ramah, because if it would be that way, then right away I'd have a huge stel and a huge problem why the Bias Shnia is Mutter, but I don't have any Asei anymore, because it's no longer a Bias Mitzvah that it be a Shnia. Rather, the correct pshat is that the mitzvah matzav of Yibam is an exception to the Iker Lois Asei of Eishasach. It's Kilu Eishasach was given with an exception, Zokter, and the Torah was saying, but Mokum, where there is a mitzvah of Yibam, the whole Lois Asei of Eishasach wasn't given at all. It's Hutra. Once it's Hutra, I understand perfectly why the Bias Shnia is a given that it's Mutter as well. That's the Yad Ramah. And in fact, in the Chedusha Reb Nochem, on Daf Gimel, Reb Nochem Steltzach on the problem in the Toysis. Since Toysis on Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, does say Befeirish, that every Yibam goes through with a Sei Doicha Lois Hasei, that you have the Lois Hasei of Eish Hazach, but the Yibam is being Doicha it, if that's the case, how does Toysis understand over here that the Bia Shnir is a Svara Che Yimutter? What kind of Svara? Even the first Bia only went through with a Sei Doicha Lois Hasei, it was really an Eish Hazach. The Sei Doicha Lois Hasei was Doicha, the Eish Hazach. So for Steitzach, I don't have any mitzvah, but a Bia Shnir, it should definitely be Osir, if it were, even if the Bia Rishayna was an Eish Hazach. It's a very big problem to understand, Bachlal, what kind of svara there could be, what Taisa is saying over here, that even the Bia Shnia is mutter. And Reb Nochem uses this to boyas his yisoid that we got to discuss at some length at the time, and we'll just mention briefly here, that he says that even according to Taisa, it's not a regular asei d'chaloi sasei. Because, Zok, there, since part of the mitzvah of Yibam is to be koine the Isha, and as long as she has a Shem Eishesach and a Din Eishesach, she's an Erva, and you can't be koine her, you can't make a kinyan on an Erva. So Kum Techois, in order to be for the Asay to be Doicha the Lav, and the Asay to work, and to be able to be workable and apply, the Asay is going to have to be Oiker, the Lav in Gansin, and to make it inapplicable in this case, Kilo wasn't said. Otherwise, she's going to blibe an Eishesach, and even if you be Doicha, you won't be able to be koine her, because she's an Eishesach, she has a Shem Eishesach, she's an Erev and she can't be Konoi. How are you going to make kind of the mitzvah? Mail over here was given a din, that's how Reb Nochem worked it at the time, that in order for the Asay the to work and to Mekayim the Asay and to have the Asay properly, the Asay was given an ability to be Oiker the Lav and Gansin and to make it Kilu, there's no Lav. That's Reb Nochem's understanding, that that's why once I apply the Asay Dechalois Asay, it's Gezok that she's not a Eishesach, that's what the Asay Dechalois Asay over here is doing. And in Mail we could already say, Mimam Shech Vaiter in this Toysis, that the Sfora tells me that if she was not an Eishesach in the first beer, there'll be mamshach that in the second beer and weiter in order to allow them to continue to have the regular life of an Ishus and not to force you to divorce every single Yavama right away after the beer Rishayna.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.